are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Disengaged employees are one of the biggest concerns facing businesses today. How can you keep your team motivated? One way is through the use of coaching. Coaching can be an effective tool when used with the knowledge of the coaching process and an understanding of what coaching is and isn't. It's also helpful to understand if the employee is ready to make a change in his or her behavior. So today we're going to be looking at the 6 stages of change, when to use coaching, what coaching is and isn't, what's required for the coaching process, how to obtain the employee's buy-in that changes are necessary, how to gain the employee's commitment to make the necessary changes, and finally, how to keep the employee on track long after the coaching sessions have ended. As business owners and managers, we often find it difficult to observe the behaviors of others in an objective manner. We often give tacit approval to behaviors by either ignoring the behavior or saying something like, "Oh, that's just Bob being Bob," or "Yeah, that Betty's a character, all right." But ask yourself, would I behave in that manner? Or would I allow this type of behavior around my wife, husband, sister, or brother? When we look at behaviors like poor productivity or something more serious like sexual harassment and ask ourselves these questions, then we're able to see the impact of the employee's behavior more clearly. But before we approach confronting the employee about making a behavioral change, we must first determine if the employee is ready to make a change. About 20 years ago, a model of change was developed for people with addictive behaviors. The model was not based on psychobabble theories, but on observable behaviors. Easily adaptable to everyday behavior, the model has been effectively used for all types of behaviors. And here's a bonus. It even works on spouses and children. Let's take a look at the stages and see how you can use them to better understand and motivate those in your charge to become more successful in life and in business. Stage 1 is pre-contemplation. The people in this stage are not considering change. They don't realize a problem with their behavior exists. Number 1, they are unaware of the impact of their behavior because it has not yet reached a conscious level with them. 2, they may not like being told what to do. These are the passive-aggressive or even rebellious folks. 3, they may have given up hope or are overwhelmed with circumstances. 4, they may be placing blame on everyone but themselves. 5, they think they have all the answers. This employee may need an intervention or at least a 360 performance review to try and raise his or her consciousness level that a problem exists. Or it may take something more dramatic like being faced with suspension or termination. Stage 2 is contemplation. This individual does have some level of realization that a problem exists. They may even talk about it to friends, coworkers, and family. However, ambivalence constantly rears its ugly head and no real decisions get made. While the individual looks at both the pros and cons of making a change, the commitment to making that change remains elusive. Even though there is some level of problem recognition by the employee, they will probably not come and seek help. And even if that did happen at this stage, the change will more than likely not be successful as the level of readiness to change is low. So again, there will be the need for some form of consciousness raising in this stage in order to get the employee into the next stage. Stage 3 is preparation. We all know people who prepare to prepare all of their lives. But when an individual is in the preparation stage of change, he or she is contemplating making a change. Ambivalence is still present, and a lot of encouragement is also needed. This person will need...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.